welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Where am I taking you back to today? Well, I'm taking you back to the year 1536 in the reign of King Henry VIII. But on this day in Tudor history, the 29th of January 1536, the same day that her predecessor Catherine of Aragon was laid to rest at Peterborough Abbey, Queen Anne Boleyn, second wife of King Henry VIII, suffered a miscarriage. Eustace Chapuis, imperial ambassador, reported the miscarriage to his master, Emperor Charles V. On the day of the interment, the concubine had an abortion which seemed to be a male child which she'd not borne 3.5 months, at which the king has shown great distress. The said concubine wished to lay the blame on the Duke of Norfolk, whom she hates, saying he frightened her by bringing the news of the fall the king had 6 days before. But it is well known that it's not the cause, for it was told her in a way that she should not be alarmed or attach much importance to it. Some think it was owing to her own incapacity to bear children, others to a fear that the king would treat her like the late queen, especially considering the treatment shown to a lady of the court named Mistress Semmel, to whom, as many say, he has lately made great presents. Of course, the Mistress Semmel referred to by Chapuis here is, of course, Jane Seymour. On the 25th of February, Chapuis mentions the miscarriage again. I learned from several persons of this court that for more than 3 months this king has not spoken 10 times to the concubine, and that when she miscarried, he scarcely said anything to her, except he saw clearly that God did not wish to give him male children. And in leaving her, he told her, as if for spite, that he would speak to her after she was released. The said concubine attributed the misfortune to two causes. First, the king's fall, and secondly, that the love she bore him was far greater than that of the late queen, so that her heart broke when she saw that he loved others. At which remark, the king was much grieved and has shown his feeling by the fact that during these festive days he is here and has left the other at Greenwich when formerly he could not leave her for an hour. Catholic recusant Nicholas Sander, while in exile during Queen Elizabeth I's reign, wrote of how Anne Boleyn blamed her miscarriage on catching the king with Jane Seymour on his lap. And the life of Jane Dormer, who served as lady-in-waiting to Queen Mary I, which was described as being transcribed from an ancient manuscript, recorded that there was often much scratching and by-blows between the Queen and her maid, i.e. Anne and Jane. Nicholas Sander also wrote of how the fetus Anne miscarried was a shapeless mass of flesh, giving rise to the idea that Anne had miscarried a monster. But is that true? Was there something wrong with the fetus? Well, you can find out more in my video, Did Anne Boleyn Miscarry a Deformed Fetus? I'll share a link with you for that. As I said, also on this day in Tudor history, on the very same day, Henry VIII's first wife, Catherine of Aragon, was buried. And you can find out more in my video from last year, and I'll give you a link to that. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.